Let's get to San Francisco, where Apple CEO Tim Cook made this much-anticipated announcement just moments ago.
Now, in addition to being a beautiful object, the Apple Watch is the most advanced timepiece ever created.
Tim Cook there unveiling the Apple Watch, a big step for the company into the wearable technology market. Reporter Rachel Miro of KQED has been watching the event in San Francisco. She's with us to discuss. Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
Well, before we get to the Apple Watch, which I know he just started talking about a few minutes ago, what are the other headlines coming out of this announcement, which has been going on for a little over an hour?
Oh, my gosh. It's like a one-hour commercial, and it's not done yet. Let's see. We have HBO available directly on Apple TV, and that's just dropped in price. Apparently, Apple is boasting it has sold its 700 millionth iPhone, so it's turning into McDonald's. It's keeping count there. Research Kit, a whole new suite of apps created in conversation with scientific researchers all over the world, covering disease research like Parkinson's, heart health, asthma, breast cancer, and so on. And Apple is promising that it will not peek at your medical data if you don't want it to, although that bears some follow-up there. Then, of course, there's a gold MacBook available in a 2-pound size with something called Force Click, which gets back to that watch you mentioned, a taptic engine. Basically, Apple is able to sense the pressure level of your finger and respond.
Well, and you say it's like a long commercial. We should say that it may be that. However, Apple has such a history at this point with creating devices that change entire industries, devices and software for that matter. I think of iTunes and what that did to the music industry and of course, the iPhone, that people really have been wondering what this watch is going to offer. Tell us more about it.
You know, you raise an interesting point there. Apple is so slick. Its presentation is so slick and beautiful. It has a history now, an established history of moving into a market with a product that looks a lot like what else is out there. And there are Android smartwatches out there that do a lot of what the Apple Watch does, although the taptic engine, the touch sensitivity is a new thing. But otherwise, I mean, you know, you can talk on your Apple Watch like a phone. Yes, you can do that with the Android-compatible smartwatches and the Pebble, which is compatible with both operating systems. But nonetheless, when Apple rolls something out, the design is kind of jaw-dropping. And sort of watching this press release, if you will, concurrently while watching my Twitter feed, I've also been watching a lot of people let go of their snark and, you know, just start oohing and aahing over it.
How much is it going to cost? Do we know that at this point?
Well, you know, a lot depends. There's a wide range. A lot depends on whether you're getting the Sport Edition at $349 or going fancy for, like, you know, 10-karat gold. And those prices, who knows what the upward ceiling is on that. It's worth noting that this whole presentation started with some footage of a new Apple store opening in China. And the expectation is that the Apple Watch will initially be marketed to people who don't really care about how much it costs.
And people who are willing to wear a watch. I have to say that I don't wear a watch because I've always got a phone with the time on it in my pocket. A lot of people I know don't wear watches. Is this being marketed toward people who already wear watches and want a different watch? Or are they trying to get people who are not watch wearers to do that instead of having a phone?
You know, it's an interesting question. I, like you, have not worn a watch for I don't know how many years at this point, especially after the tan wore off. I just stopped counting. But I did talk to at least one Google engineer who's been wearing an Android-compatible smartwatch who said he was surprised when he started wearing it a few months ago how much he had missed being able to just tell the time by looking at his wrist. So there is some universal appeal there, and some people will enjoy looking like a secret agent talking into their phone or sort of discreetly checking what's up next on the calendar. So, you know, there is that kind of appeal. Some people don't want to watch back. You know, it depends. Do you want to spend anywhere from, you know, $100 to $10,000 to have a watch attached to you when you can already do a lot of these things using your smartphone?
Yeah. Well, we'll keep watching as Apple's press conference goes on for another little bit, I guess, without any questions. Rachel Miro with KQED, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.